I'll interrupt you sometime because of the transitional period that we are called to manifest to the whole church. When I say the whole church, I'm not talking about this building, I'm talking about worldwide, apostolically and the pioneering aspect what we're dealing with now. We need some special prayer, special understanding, have a special opening. It's possible. Now watch this statement. This statement really will make you pray this morning. It's possible that you've been hearing the Bible but not hearing God. Now that's something to think about. It's possible that you've been studying the Bible, you have memorized a lot of verses, you know those verses, but for your personal life and personal experiences, have not really heard the voice of God speaking to you personally about your travel on this journey in this life. Are you listening to me? Yes. It almost sounds like an insult. But I recognize in transitioning and traveling in the spirit world is so much different than everything else. I believe in growth. I believe in spiritual growth. And I think you who are here this morning are going to have to prepare the atmosphere for the ones who come in. Because the only way you can get prepared for this insight, intimacy, put that word down, intimacy. This intimacy arena we're about to enter with God, because we should not be in the same traffic as the world. Doctor traffic, lawyer traffic, divorce traffic. We shouldn't be in those traffic. Unhappy. We shouldn't be in those traffic. We should be full of joy no matter what's going on. And so as an apostle of Jesus Christ, I'm beginning to see on the inside of some things that I wasn't seeing. He taking me farther and deeper, that they're going to create an intimacy and a knowing and a peace and a joy and a victory in every person who catch on. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, William Seymour was from Louisiana. He's from Louisiana. He was one of the most powerful men that ever lived, black men that ever lived on the face of the earth. They didn't give him his accreditation, but he was a powerful man. He brought him into rim. Write the word rim. Rim. It's rims in the spirit that we have not seen. We're going to pray in a minute. A lot of things will be solved in your life this morning. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
Solved. I mean, it's just solved. Not prayed about, solved. Because if you permit him just to whisper to you, you're going to make the right turn. And Satan not going to even know where you went. You heard that, son? It is so real. Now, I need you all to praying to get the atmosphere ready, because there are other people need to grow. They need to more intimacy with God than the regular session. Are you following me? And so I need some of y'all to come to the altar and get on your knees and all kind of stuff. Come on. We're going. Some of y'all kneel on, kneel and pray and seek God's favor. Can't get up, roll over. But we need to press in. We're going into real powerful territory. It's not by man. It's by the Holy Spirit. But we're going, I want y'all to seek intimacy and then recognize that all prayer is two people. Yes. Two, is you and God. So let him talk some. Yes, so if you pause and not saying nothing, that'd be fine. Just let him talk. And you don't have to stay on your knees. I know you can get up, but in a little while. But work with it. All right. I'm gonna get on my knees. I'm gonna pray also. Yeah, I'm gonna pray. So Father, we thank you this morning. And that scripture is Ephesians 1. That prayer in Ephesians 1. What verse you start with, children? Find what verse you start. 15. Yeah, have that before you read that, and pray along that line. But expect, now watch, not to go beyond the Bible, but to go in the Bible. Expect that the Bible go in you with the voice of God. And my sheep hear my voice. I think we've been hearing the preacher voice and we've been hearing singing and stuff like that. And we're not going to start dancing all over the place either. I'll shut you down. We ain't going to be jumping all over the floor shaking. That ain't going to happen here. All right. So, because I need to get this word out. All right. Father, we pray this morning as a family. I talked to my sons and daughters here this morning. We want an intimacy here with you. And we want to give you the availabilities of our heart, that you may be able to speak to us and clear up all this mess and get us on the right track, that we hear you clearly and walk by faith and not by sight. So as we pray this morning, they're coming from the east to west, north and south, called and coming by internet this morning, may this atmosphere be ready to hear your voice. Right now, we'll give you all the glory. Right now, we'll get out the way. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. So as we begin to pray this morning, we got our journal. You could be write down some things. We just thank you. Now, when you feel you have enough on your knees, get up, children, and go sit down. The expectancy is to hear God's voice. Talk to us. All right, get ready to record this. You're going to have to begin to practice this morning to hear with the inner ears of your heart. Not just, you can't hear God physically. You hear a sound, but within that sound is Him. So begin to practice this morning as I minister to hearing Him with the inner ears of your heart. And what it would do, it would make it personal. It would make it private to deal with anything you have to deal with, and to minister to any person He assigned you to. All right. But we're going to have to hear His voice. We're not going to be able to hear a good outline, a good sermon, but we're going to be listening for Him to talk to us, give us direction, give us correction, give us protection. All right? I'm telling you, don't over-intelligent me. It's in the spirit. I'm trying to take you somewhere. Now, if you don't want to go, you won't go. But I'm trying to take you somewhere. I've been in church 50 years. Some of y'all have been longer than that. We're about to go into an experience, an intimacy, personal relationship with God to its full extent. You're going to have to see this morning with your inner eye. This is not a physical aspect. You're going to see with your inner eye. You're going to see the glory that he opened up to you personally. You're going to see it. He never speak without opening his glory. But it's personal. He not per se going to show his glory in a crowd. And so even you sitting here with your brothers and sisters, but by the same token, you sitting here by yourself. Watch what I'm going to say now. We need to be getting more answers. And we need to stop being a Christian living these normal lives like we don't have no power. We say a lot of stuff, but we need to see a lot of stuff. So, hearing with your inner ear, seeing with your inner eye, and all that can go on while they're singing, while the word going on, if they're not singing from the flesh. The church is being taken over with too much foolishness. And we're not hearing the voice of God, we're just getting happy and jumping around. But we need to make changes in our lives as we go. We need to see good success. I said we need to see good success. We need to stop talking about success so much and just go ahead and walk in it. Yeah. Having the scriptures, but not hearing him. Having the scriptures, but not hearing him. This is what we're going to be working on. This is the Hebrew 4:12 operation. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. We're going to be operating on up in here today. Your enthusiasm are low about the Spirit because you haven't heard. A person who hear, you don't have to pump them and push them. They're way yet. Way yet! I know from personally, you see what I'm saying? Nobody got to push me for nothing, but God? Oh no, Jesus. I'm looking for him every time I make a step. And I want you, before you leave here, to have an experience of nobody having to twist your arm to pray. You want to be with him if you heard him. Now if you just heard the Bible and you got a lot of scripture, you haven't gotten it. Hearing the scriptures but didn't hear him. My sheep hear the scripture. No, it didn't say that. My sheep what? Hear my voice. So, what it started representing then? Wisdom, revelation, knowledge, isn't that prayer? Knowledge, all these things come from heaven. Yes. Understanding. Yes. And then And then when you're going deeper, it sounds insulting sometimes because your flesh catch something that it don't like. But every now and then your flesh need to be slapped in the spirit realm so you can get, you follow what I'm saying? And the minister can't be scared to slap your flesh and his flesh also. So I heard the word while I was praying, stupid hope. Stupid hope. Because it's stupid hope if you hoping for something and ain't heard the voice of God. Satan come right there and you sitting there with all them scriptures quoting the 23rd Psalm and slap you side of the head and give you diabetes. He ain't got a bit on your body. And so we got a lot of retraction. A lot of things we got to retract. I mean, the church, they're like normal people, like they ain't got no God. And praying hours and going to church, you follow what I'm saying? But what we do while we're here, first of all, it got to be right up here. If I don't hear from God, you ain't going to hear from God. Up in here saying, I'm your pastor. But I can tell you what he says, but I can't hear for you. You got to hear for yourself. All of your prayers about to be answered. Because once you hear his voice, that's it. Pioneers, page setters, past finders, portal openers. That's what you're becoming. Don't take it lightly. I know we're in Darrow. No matter where you are, God, there's something going on. So expect greater things. Expect a greater life. Expect Satan to be where he's supposed to be. What you say? Under my feet. He ain't got nothing to sit inside your bed, riding in your car with you. You didn't buy no car to ride Satan around. And I got to close up with you set for service. But the only answer is not so much about praying tongue and everything else, about a man or woman of God so great, is about your hearing. What you hearing? Stop judging and start loving. One thing blocking your hearing is you're judging too much. You see, Satan set that up. He set you up to judge the person sitting next to you. So, one of the greatest openers of your ear is love. That's what he's trying to bring me up to, you see. Yeah. That'll be the greater opening of your ear. Yeah, you want your brother to make it. You want your sister to make it. Oh my goodness. Your ears just opened up just now. Yeah, why? Quit all that judgment. We come here to be together with God, right? You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Now, we're going, y'all can go ahead and get set up. I'm aiming this morning to speak with his voice.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
You're going to have to hear with his ears.
Yes.
Because you can sit right there as if I didn't say nothing.
Hallelujah.
So I'm not going to be serenading your ear this morning. I want you to enter into your victory that God wants. You want to go there? How many of y'all want to go there? How many of y'all want to go deeper? Well, it's quite natural you want to go deeper. And then if God places you in a place where you can shift, you'll be able to shift this morning. I said three or four things. You'll be able to shift this morning. I'll say, where there's a blockage in your life, the word going to drill it. Drill you out. So you can just laugh, have some peace, man. Joy in the Lord. All right, y'all, use the restroom, whatever you got to do, and we'll get together.